Tom Ackerman in here, sports director from KMOX.
Great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
I half expected you to walk in wearing a blue Cardinals shirt today.
I'm back. I'm back.
Hey, we love having you on here, my friend.
Hello,
thanks for
everybody.
Coming back in.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You very
so
much.
You were right because
the kids aren't listening, so I will tell you that a couple Christmas gifts coming their way.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's good.
I might have made a little purchase yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say. But yeah, that was fun yesterday to see those guys, Harrison Bader, Kerry Robinson, Ozzie Smith, John Mozeliak being swarmed by reporters. He's like, wait, this is about jerseys, right? No. So, you know, the offseason, everyone's very interested to see what the Cardinals are going to do. And Bill DeWitt III told me that he said, I did the research. We were the 8th best team in baseball over the last 3 years. However, we were also 0-3, so that's frustrating. He said, at the same time, it tells me we're close, and I think that if we can improve in some areas and then perhaps, he said, a big signing, that puts us over the edge. And I was like, interesting. Yeah. Big signing. I like that talk.
Plus, if we wear blue jerseys 13 games out of the year, that could make the difference, right?
It'll look nice. So think of that. The Wrigley Field on a Saturday afternoon, the Cardinals will be wearing the powder blues. I like the powder blues. Now, get down to business. Ken Rosenthal of MLB Network tweeted last night. He reported that there are two teams that are talking to the Arizona Diamondbacks about Paul Goldschmidt, their first baseman. Goldschmidt, 6-time All-Star, 4-time Silver Slugger, 3-time Gold Glover. He is really good, has been good, will continue to be good. Those two teams are the Astros and the Cardinals.
Oh, good.
So that was a very encouraging report. Not a shocker. I think people knew that the Cardinals would probably explore all markets. They have not said anything because the Cardinals will not say who they're talking to. But they're looking at trades and free agents, and they're looking at all avenues. And I think if they can find a lane where they can put the pedal down, they will do it. And I think the Cardinals are set on finding something to improve their team.
So if they could find somebody who could play first base and also is good at hockey, then that would help.
That's right. If they could, if Paul Goldschmidt can be a good defenseman.
I saw Bader dropped the puck last night
huge.
At the Blues game wearing that blue jersey. He's tiny.
He's
like compared
short,
to those hockey players, I couldn't believe how little he was.
He's a big dude. Look at the picture of the two of us on my Twitter page, or I think it's on my Instagram actually, where I'm taller than him, but my gosh, he's just way bigger than I am. That guy can lift probably 3 or 4 of me. But anyway, so the Blues. So the Blues fired Mike Yeo last night. We were last night late in the game. I felt like it was coming, and I think that a lot of Blues fans, if you really were paying attention, you knew that this is not acceptable, and losing to the worst team in hockey means you're the worst team in hockey. And regardless of the record, the Blues are the worst performing team in hockey with a good roster. And that's not a bad team they put out there, but they're not playing well together. And whose fault is that? Is it the front office? Is it the players? Is it the coach? It's a little bit of everything. But like I said, when Mike Matheny got fired, when the ship starts going down, the coach or the manager is usually the first to get it. And Mike Yeo got it. So now Craig Berube takes over. He's pretty strong. He's very well respected. He's the interim coach, so you'll have to see what happens from here. But Berube's coached the Flyers. He coached the minor league affiliate for the Blues, Chicago, when they were the minor league affiliate. The young players know him very well. He's very well respected, so we'll see where it goes from here. But a change was necessary, and it's happened.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I said earlier, I watched the game. I was there till nearly the end of the second period. They had a lot of shots on goal. They couldn't get any of them past the other goalie. I don't have a great understanding of hockey, but I know you have to get the puck in the net, right?
That's,
and I'm thinking ultimately it's not Yeo out there with a stick doing that. And just like it's not Mike Matheny being responsible for how many errors they have at a particular base position. I guess it's just trying to shake up management,
and
right?
The coach of a team knows that. They know that they're going to be the first ones to get it. They're the ones that are the spokesman or the figurehead for the organization in a lot of ways, and that is going to happen. It happens probably more often than the NHL, it seems, than any other league. So
right.
Mike Yeo was the coach in waiting when Ken Hitchcock got fired. They advanced that and put him in that position, and now he is looking for a job. Now, Craig Berube is the interim coach. I know everyone's going to start pointing to Joel Quenneville, but man, I just saw Joel Quenneville over the weekend doing a shot ski at the Bears tailgate. There was a video of that. He looks like he's having a really good time.
Maybe he doesn't want to coach
he's
anymore.
He's getting paid by the Blackhawks. I mean, does he want to jump right back into it, or does he want to wait until the season is over and
sure.
explore his
mm-hmm.
options? And by the way, Seattle's going to have an expansion team, and maybe Seattle would be a good spot for him. He'll have a lot of options.
Well, how long has it been since Quenneville left? It seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, it's been about a decade.
At least.
So, you know, he won 3 Stanley Cups in Chicago. I think it'd be great. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it'd be great to have Joel Quenneville back here. But it's easier said than done. I think a lot of teams would like to have him, and he may just sit back and wait. We'll see.
Why not?
I like that Blues fans are very passionate about this team, and I will just say that they deserve better. I'm not saying a better coach. I'm saying just a better overall product. Mm. I'll tell you something else that I didn't like, and I like him as a player, but the video that caught Colton Parayko laughing at the end of the game last night, it's not a good look. And I don't know what he was laughing at or why.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just the kind of thing. Like, I think Blues fans are just tired of this. They want to see a team that's nasty, that's going to get after it, that's going to attack. And now they're going to get their chance because they'll play Nashville twice in the next 3 days.
Tom Ackerman, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Do you